Four CEF mobile.
GFW, how you doing?
Good now, headed home. You out walking the dog?
Got back from walking the dog, but I'm out here on the back porch.
Any tone through the faces, you must like that radio.
Dude, I need to put it on charge tonight or I ain't gonna be using it tomorrow.
Not putting mine on chargers half the time. My FT3DR, it'll be about dead by the time I remember to take it in the house and put it on the charger.
Thing didn't do so good out in the field. I mean, it did, but it was kind of intermittent. This one, that makes a huge difference.
As you've talked on it, it's doing a good job.
That. You got a three-day weekend again today? This week?
Unfortunately not. My boss man had other plans, so we're going in Monday to do a workshop or something, and I don't know, we'll fiddle around for about 4 or 5 hours, and hopefully then get to go home.
Why is that? The plant you work at's not running?
Yeah, we're not running Monday, and then again on Friday, B shift's not working, night shift's not working, Thursday night or Friday night.
It's getting a little bit worse.
I guess so. The bad part is the communication beyond just, hey, we're having issues with chips, has not been there. And you don't really know, is it to, because for a long time we were pulling chips from a lot of the other plants just because ours makes more money, period. And I think now the other plants are picking up more on production, so they're having to use the chips instead of shut down. So I think that's why it's kind of biting us a little bit now. We got to share.
Do you see that huge ship out there that hauls cars that's on fire?
That somewhere, but I never did see much about it. Shoot, it wouldn't surprise me, though. We had one sink one time, and I think there was a train derailed one time. I mean, it's just, it happened.
Paid everybody off, but this thing's got Audis and Bentleys and Volkswagens and all kinds of stuff on it.
Inside is probably whatever little gas and oil they had in them, but I guess they'll make good reefs.
I started to read an article. It had something about the batteries that were on the cars and that maybe some of them were electric. I don't know.
Yes, I didn't even think about the battery. I mean, that's another potential hazardous material going in the ocean, I guess.
They were all sold.
So, in the past for us, anytime we've had to scrap out a car, we have to take all the hazardous materials out, airbags and stuff like that, and then they'll just take the car and put it in a giant crusher and just put it in a little box and throw it in a bin.
It's out there floating where it wants to. I guess it'll be a big ghost ship.
I'll have to look that up and see what's going on there. I'd heard something, but I didn't really. It's dawned on me there might be a real thing happening.
Today.
And honestly, I mean, kind of uneventful, almost boring at the time, you know, because I've done pretty much got most of my work done, any reports I had to do, and, you know, payroll's done. So, plus I got to work Monday, so it ain't like I got to get stuff done and or take my laptop home. So, I finished up what I needed to do and packed it all up and headed on out. How was your day?
Very uneventful. And then I had to go, I had to take a tool to the repair shop to get it repaired and got off of the 85 at that 585 and all those lights right there were out.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a storm last night.
But anybody working on anything or anything? It was on when I come back through this afternoon, but when I got off of the interstate, it's like, man, that's a busy road and that, and it's hard to get across.
I don't know. I mean, traffic lights. It wouldn't surprise me, but yeah, I'd read somewhere that there was a bad line of thunderstorms that came through last night. I don't think I ever even realized it.
It was supposed to, but I never heard them when I got up. They were long gone by the time I got up this morning. KN4TFW.
Anyway, I saw something. I remember it was on an app, Facebook, who knows? I don't know. And then it was talking about severe thunderstorms. I was looking on, you know, NOAA, weather.gov, checking out weather underground, and I'm like, man, there's nothing. I don't understand what they're talking about. And I finally look at the post time on it. It was like 16 hours prior, so it was last night going into midnight. And here I was thinking we'd get some thunderstorms, and I'd already missed it. KO4CEF.
This morning, riding along with you, I heard you there talking to Gabriel this morning.
But I hadn't talked to him before. Only downside was a little bit of noise, and then the truck audio, you know, it's a little hard to make out everything, so I was having to figure out bits and pieces of it, you know, kind of make sentences out of it.
It's coming back through this afternoon when I got off.
Radio still said he had, what, 3 hours to go?
Raleigh. And then he was on his way back, and that, but the audio was a lot better on the way back.
And I wonder what makes the difference. I mean, it could have been a different vehicle, but you wouldn't really think so.
On that one.
Good Simplex net last night. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Ended up with 15, if I remember correctly. And, man, some of them, I mean, even... Because I was thinking, you know, I'd see some of them, like, in North Carolina. I'm like, well, I might go to hear them. And one dude, I mean, it just sounded like he was sitting in the living room right next to me. I mean, it was crazy. And I was just so impressed with the some of these just radio to radio contact.
I had 18 last night. KN4VWA.
I wondered how many you guys got KN4TFW.
Here, Rubbity, and he's got a 50-foot tower and 18 contacts.
The mouth of the South. Oh, man. No, I'm just in a really, really advantageous spot up there where I am, and I got my Diamond X50A up at the top of my 50-foot tower. Shoot, man, I'm cheating.
I just told my wife, I was just, man, and I was like, this is awesome. She's like, what's the big deal? You always talk on radio and do net. I'm like, but this is different. This is just radio to radio. There's nothing else involved in on it. And she just couldn't understand why I thought it was so cool.
The guy out of Brevard.
Neither him or Patrick at all. Neither one of them over there.
Well, I didn't get Patrick. But I actually received that guy out of, it's Edward, out of Brevard. Something, something, R-O-N.
Good to hear him. But, yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. Ken, if we ever do it again, you need to try. I thought it was really good. And I feel like Chad's got some ideas that he's going to do with it. I just can't quite figure it out or put it together.
I do pretty good because, I mean, I can make this repeater, I can make the White Oak repeater, I can make the Mount Mitchell repeater, all from right here in the backyard.
Hey, isn't that White Oak repeater good? That thing is real clean signal, isn't it?
There's something there when you say that. Like, I don't know, did you have a part in it or something?
And go on in, spend some time with Susan and that. But you have an awesome weekend, and I look forward to catching you, I guess, on Monday morning since you got to go in. KN4TFW.
Have a good weekend. You and the wife have a great weekend. And, yeah, hope we'll holler at you Monday morning as I'm heading on into work to piddle for 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is. All right. Have a good one. 732-KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
KN4VWA.
KO4CEF.
Wade Hinton, and I found a big old hole that I just wasn't able to get out of. I gotta check this radio out. I don't have any problems with my other radios in that same area. You were not able to hear Ron in Brevard.
Yeah, I did not see him or Patrick. There was a couple more, and one of them that I did hear, it was just the carrier. I mean, I couldn't hear any audio. And there were a couple more. I can't remember exactly where they were. It sounded like you could hear them, barely pick up any audio, but then I just couldn't make out anything.
Where are you located?
292 and Highway 9.
Frank.
Looks like you're going to Lake Bowen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that now. All right. Well, I'm over there. If you remember, I'm over there about 4 miles south of Highway 11 down New Cut Road. And I tell you what, I made it over to Gary, KI4DOS, over in Easley. And I had better signal to him than I did down to W4DJW Dave down in Taylor's.
That really doesn't make sense. Was Gary using his beam, or did he have something else, like a vertical that he was using? Because I heard him talk to you before on Simplex, and I felt like he had a stronger signal then than he did last night.
Confirmed that he had me last night, and he said I was good and solid, but, it is kind of odd, because, well, I don't know, I guess there might be some, features between us, between me and W4DJW, but I really expected to get him better than what I did.
JC.
Jump in there with us.
You guys running beams or verticals?
We're supposed to run beams. We're supposed to run standard verticals because, you know, if you're trying to pass messages in a simplex net, for emergency purposes, you got to be able to receive in and send back out, without having a null anywhere. Because, you know, somebody might try to send you something, and your beam be turned the wrong way, you can't get them.
Yeah, Roger that. I was just curious. I don't know if he's got a ring out or what up to. He's got two. He's got a vertical, and he's got, I think he's got 11 element beam, too. I didn't know what y'all were using for it. Steve, you're up there. I'm only at 700 feet, so I'm down in a hole. So I doubt I could get in with vertical from here. But you're running about 25 watts. I can run 65, but the beam works better for me, so I don't have to run as much power. I only run 5 elements. So.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. Well, last night I was running 65 watts. And I was on a vertical, and I know Gary was on a vertical last night, because that was the way the rules were set up.
I know he can usually copy me direct sometimes, and I got a couple guys here in town. We try to talk on Simplex, but you know, neither one of them are very high up either. They're actually lower than I am, I think, and they're running verticals or J-poles or something like that. And I think it takes a ranger, ring a ranger, or maybe something else, so a little more, you know, not game, but just something a little bit better. You know, we can get it elevated better. So higher is always better, no matter what you got.
Well, I tell you what, my Diamond X-58 is exactly 1,100 feet above sea level. And where are you at, bud? CEF, where's yours?
About 2 miles, maybe a mile and a half off I-85 on the Anderson side of it. I'm about 2 miles from exit 19.
CEF, what is the elevation of yours?
I figure it's probably about 950 feet above sea level. But I think it's about right. It's probably about 950.
On the lake. I mean, the lake's only about 300 feet from my house, so that's where I'm down. I mean, I'm down in a hole. I mean, the lake is 660, and I'm right here. I think I'm at 712 or something like that.
If y'all have never done it, if you get on Google Earth Pro, if you know two locations, it will give you the, and it's really weird. I've done it with a couple places. It'll show you almost line of sight, and you can see a line, and it'll show you whether you could actually get to a certain area. So it'll show you if there's mountains in between two things. I think I did that one time trying to see if me and Patrick could communicate simplex or something like that, but then there's like four mountains in the way, and it just shows it as plain as day.
Patrick is going to install that 2-meter beam, and he's going to use an azimuth and elevation rotator, so he's going to try to point up to try to get to some of the repeaters.
I've got a log periodic is what I have. Mine's vertical. I can swap it around vertical or horizontally. The one that's got a real wide beam width on it. So, I mean, you don't have to be directly in line. I can hear people, probably 20 or 30 degrees either side of the beam. And same thing up and down. I usually get a little bit better. I get a bit better on, on Mount Pisgah, especially if I can angle it up just a tiny bit. But I can hit it. I can hit Mount Pisgah from here on this, not Mount Pisgah, I mean, whatever it is. Yeah, the other one, 6,000 feet. I can hit it from here on about 25 watts. You can get into it real good with 65. And I can do it on vertical as well, but it's not quite as good. The conditions have to be a little bit better. But those mountains, I've used that Google Earth Pro before and seen that. I can get discouraged if you start looking at it. But sometimes tropospheric conditions allow you to bend that signal around sometimes.
It's on just a straight up vertical, and let me tell you, his house backs up to a straight up granite wall.
That's one of the biggest problems he has. He's like on the side of the mountain where his house is like directly against it. And then, everything else is on the other side of the mountain away from him. So, all right, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. I just pulled in the driveway. So y'all have a good one. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's final.
Have a good evening, and go in there, sit down, get you some supper, and watch the inside of your eyelids. That's what I'm going to do. Just about the time I hit the hacienda. Well, Jerry, what are you doing now? I wish we could have tried to get you into that net, because we could have linked you to Gary, and Gary could have linked you into the primary net up there where we are.
Good afternoon. Take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. Gary said he could hear people from Madison. I don't know if he can hear me or not. I assume that he could, but he's not that far away from me. It depends on which direction I pointed him. But, I can usually get in most places I can get into, but they're clearing a lot next door to me. It's got some big trees. With the leaves running in the summertime, I have not been able to get through much to the northwest, but that's clearing out a little bit. I got some more to take down. I ought to have a good shot at the rise, and it's still not going to be great as low as I am. But I could probably get in there. I've never tried. Like I said, I've tried with a couple guys here in town, but they're not very So, if you got somebody that's got some elevation, you ain't got much between you, that'd work pretty good. But I'm so low and they're so low, it's difficult to get in, get into those guys even 65 watts.
Tell you what, that would be interesting. I'm all the way up here, about 4 miles south of Highway 11, east of Highway 14, and I can hit Gary. So, you know, it might be interesting to try to hit you. Tell you what, whenever I get home, one of these days we're going to try to do a simplex, see what happens, see if you can hear me.
Good to me. You may be up high enough at 1,100 feet where I can wiggle my way through there. But as I said, I don't know. We just give it a shot anyway. I can run 65 on this radio. And generally, this little ICOM 2300H, the receiver on this radio is really good. I can hear a lot of stuff. I can't open up the repeaters on some of them, but I can hear them sometimes anyway. But like this evening, the one on Grandfather Mountain, I can get into it pretty good right now. A lot of it's just conditions, but if you got backed up to a wall, mountainous wall, or granite wall, or something like that, like Patrick, like we were talking about Patrick having, it does present a problem to you as far as getting out. You know, elevations always. My antenna's not even outside. My antenna's inside my bedroom.
Well, listen, tell me this, Jerry. Can you hit Mount Mitchell? Hit Mount Mitchell. We ought to be able to simplex, Bubba.
And it just depends on the. I mean, Mount Mitchell's at 6,000 feet, so it's a little different story. But I can hit Mount Mitchell with 65 pretty solid most days. Not every day now, because, you know, some days it's just not as good as others with that. But like right now in the evening when it starts cooling off, you know, I've been the propagation changing just a little bit. I can usually get into it. I used to be able to get into the net pretty regularly on 9 o'clock on Saturday tonight. And some days I can get out and talk to guys pretty regularly, and other days I can't. It's just the luck of the draw. But I'm not sure if because they cleared the, when they cleared these trees out, Danny, it's a little better, or what may have caused it.
What it is?
It's suspense.
I've been kissing that ring on the big toe of the propagation gods.
Doing that. There's a couple of directions I can't get through because of the way the, you know, through the house and insulation and so forth. But anything, if I point anywhere to the north, it gets pretty good. I can hit the repeater. It's actually closer to Elberton. Or I can hit the repeater in Elberton from here. Not great, but pretty good. And I can hit the 4.7, the 2.9, the 8.2 from here. 7.9, you know, this Anderson Club, and I can even hit now some afternoons if I get up a little high, I can hit that. I do that on my handheld. That I can hit that 220 machine on Glassy Mountain with my handheld on 220 sometimes. But again, I just have to get up a little bit higher than I am here. But that's only on 5 watts. But a lot of them I can hit. It just depends on if there's nothing obstructing in the, you know, the roofing of the house or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm really highly doubtful that I can hit you. But, I'm going to be home in about 10 minutes. You got my curiosity up now. Do you want to try a simplex?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just let you ride along with me here until I can hit the house. And we'll go ahead and try it on 1465. How's that sound?
I don't know why I've got the program. I tell you, you could just listen to the input to the repeater if you wanted to.
Actually, a little cleaner test if you just, take it over to a vacant frequency. So, if you can, let's just go ahead and hit the 1465 in a few minutes, okay?
Okay, I'll go ahead and see if I can move it over there and be listening for you. And I'll get back on this one if we don't have any luck.
Well, I'm still about 5 minutes out, and it took me about 5 minutes to get in the house. So I have 6:10 right now on my watch. So I'm thinking at 6:20 I'll be on there. How's that?
Okay, we'll give that a shot.
Man, like I said, I'm just curious. and we'll see what we can come up with.
JC, I'll be moving to 50.
For BWA, clear and heading for the Husky end.
What frequency that was.
Be a hen mobile.